Welcome to Let's Talk in English, where we have fun and learn English too. My name is Peter, one of your teachers here on the show. Today's topic is event, and the title of today's show is April Fool's Day. April Fool's Day. Katie, do you like April Fool's Day?
Yeah, this day can be a lot of fun. You can do something fun with your friends. Everyone will enjoy it. Hi everyone, my name is Katie, and we have a great lesson for you all today.
All right everyone, turn to the right page of your magazine and let's read along with Katie.
Rob is putting his things in a box. Did he quit his job? No, don't worry. He is just playing a joke on Alex. Today is April Fool's Day. Friends can play jokes on one another today. Create a plan for your joke. You want your joke to be good. Don't be an April Fool. Don't be fooled.
Wow, April Fool's Day. This day only comes one time every year. It is always on the first day in April. It's fun, but you also need to be careful too. Watch out.
Why do people need to watch out and be careful, Peter?
Well, you know, Katie, sometimes people could try to fool you and play a joke on you.
See, April Fool's Day makes me nervous. I get scared so easily.
It's okay, Katie. Maybe you can play a joke on someone else. But you can still be careful. Something might happen to you today.
Oh, I really am getting nervous. Maybe we can go learn our key words for the day now. That's something safe to do.
今天是四月一日，愚人节 ,April Fool's Day. Alex 看到 Rob 在收拾他的办公桌，难道他辞职了吗？辞职就是 quit. Did he quit his job?Alex 听到 Rob 的消息之后很担心，担心就是 worry, don't worry about it. 玩笑就是 joke. Rob 说要辞职是真的吗？还是他只是一个 joke? Is it just a joke? 在愚人节之前，很多人会先设计好一个恶作剧的骗局。设计一个计划可以用 create a plan. 动词 create 就是设计、创作。所以到了4月1日你要小心不要被骗咯。欺骗、愚弄的动词就是 fool. Don't be fooled. 别被骗了。
What are you doing, Rob?
Oh, hi Alex. I'm putting my things in this box.
Why?
I quit.
You what?
I quit. Today is my last day.
What? No! You can't do that!
Sure I can. Carol and I talked this morning.
But...
April Fool!
What just happened? Rob is quitting his job? Well, that's what Alex thought.
But Rob is not quitting his job. He just wanted to make Alex think that he was quitting his job.
That's right, because today is April Fool's Day, and people do things like what Rob did on this day.
So is April Fool's Day a holiday? Not quite.It is not a holiday like Christmas, Thanksgiving, or New Year's Eve.
It is just a day that people play jokes on each other, and it happens every April 1st.
So what kinds of jokes do people play on each other? Well, Rob made it look like he was quitting his job, but he did not quit his job for real.
Yes, that was not quite what happened.Before we talk more about this, Christina wants to teach about the difference between the words quit and quite.
Rob 在收东西，他骗 Alex 说我辞职了。I quit. 动词 quit 的 I 发的是短音的 it, quit. 但是如果是 quite, 就会念成 quite. Quit? Quite. 我们再来看几个类似的例子，请你观察一下他们的发音，还有单字的不同之处。Hid, hide, rip, ripe.Bit, bite, sit, sight. 所以你看出来没有？这些字里如果字尾是子音加一的话，这个字的 I 就发成 I 的音。现在来练习一下，请你看这个字 ,HID, 你会怎么念这个字呢 ?Hid, 很好。那如果是 HIDE, 那怎么念呢？念成 hide。再来看一个，如果是 dig, 念的是 dig, 如果是 wide, 念成 wide。 我们再来看看这些例子 hid, hide, rip, ripe, bit, bite, sit, sight.
To quit means that you stop doing that thing.When you quit your job, you stop working there.
When Rob plays a joke on Alex, Alex believes Rob is quitting his job. But that's when Rob says, April Fool!
Yeah, that is when everyone knows that Rob is not quitting his job, but that he's playing an April Fool's joke on Alex. April Fool!
I get it now. At the end of the joke, you always say, April Fool!I'm glad, though, that Rob is not leaving.
Me too, Katie. You know what? I'm going to go home. I think you can teach the rest of the lesson by yourself. Bye.
Peter, you can't do that!
April Fools! That was just a joke. But you did just say today's calendar phrase!
You can't do that.
You can't do that.
你不能这么做。
I quit.
You can't do that.
I'm walking out the door. I quit.
You can't do that.
And I'm not coming back. I quit.
You can't do that.
Why not?
You're the boss.
You can't do that.
You can't do that.
你不能这么做。
Well, I'm glad Peter didn't quit teaching for today. The word quit can be for anything that you stop doing. You can quit a sport or quit a hobby.
And we're going to quit teaching for right now and go to conversation B.
Wait, really? It's a joke?
Yes, don't worry. I didn't quit.Today is April Fool's Day.
That's right. And you really fooled me.
You and your friends can play jokes on one another today.
Right.
So be careful. Don't let someone fool you again.
Okay. Maybe I can play a joke on someone else.
So now Alex understands that Rob is not really quitting his job. It was a joke.
Alex was really fooled by Rob's joke for a moment. What does it mean to fool someone?
Well, when you fool someone, that's when you make someone think something is true, but it's not true. But this is just for fun.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, hey, Katie.Did you know that I was a professional basketball player before I taught English?
What? Really?
No, I just fooled you. And Rob says, don't let someone fool you again. Let's go to Rebecca and learn more about it. Here she is.
Hey, everyone. Here's the grammar point of the day. Don't let someone verb you again. For example, don't let someone beat you again, or don't let someone hit you again. So don't forget to use it. So this sentence is for when something has already happened to you, and you don't want it to happen again. Like, I don't want Peter to fool me again.
When you don't let someone do something, then that means they can't do it. Don't let someone play a joke on you.
But playing jokes on people can be funny. And here's Christina for more help with that English phrase.
今天的主题是愚人节，所以我们当然要来学这个片语 play jokes on someone， 开某人的玩笑。当然你也可以用单数的 play a joke on someone。我们来看看例句。Mark likes to play jokes on his sister. Mark 喜欢开他妹妹的玩笑。Don't play jokes on me. 不要开我玩笑。Ralph 说在这一天 you and your friends can play jokes on one another today. 句中的 one another 就是彼此的意思。
I agree that playing jokes are fun and funny, but sometimes it is not fun to be fooled.
Oh, that is very true. And what do you think, friends? Is it fun to play jokes on people? Or do you think that it is fun to be fooled?
It is not fun to be the person that is fooled, but it is a good thing to enjoy the joke anyway.
But I think Alex did not like being fooled. He was worried Rob was really leaving. Now, what does it mean to worry, Peter?
Worrying about something does not feel good. You can worry about things like tests, or something that really needs to get done. Or if someone is hurt or sick, we worry about that person.
So can you think about something you've been worried about? You can think about that during our break. We're going to take a short one right now. So don't go away. We'll be back again soon.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back from the break. Today, we are learning a lot of Spanish.
April Fools! No, we are just learning English today. And we are talking about a special day, April Fool's Day.
That's right. And you all need to be careful. Don't let someone fool you on this day. Let's go to Conversation C to learn more from our friends.
What are you doing, Alex?
Hi, Susie. I'm creating something.
Oh? What?
A plan for a joke. Today is April Fool's Day.
Oh, did Rob play a joke on you?
Yes. Did he play a joke on you?
Yes. Let's play a joke on Rob together.
That's a great idea.
Oh, I think I like what is going to happen in this conversation.
What is going on? Alex is doing something.
Yes, we don't know what it is, but he is planning a really good joke. He is creating something.
Oh, creating something. That means he is making something. What are some examples using the word create? Well, let's create an example right now.
Oh, that's a great idea. Let's see. When you draw a picture, you can say that you created a picture. When you think of something and then you make it, that is creating.
That's right. And people who like to create things are creative. They can think of really cool ideas and fun things to make, draw, say, or write.
Wow, you can create so many different things in different ways. Friends, do you like to create? What can you create?
On April Fool's Day, people create jokes to play on other people. And Alex is creating a big joke for Rob. Peter, have you ever done this before?
Sure, Katie. I love creating jokes. They are so much fun. And the bigger the joke, the better. Let me show you a picture of something I did. Look at that.
Look at that car. What did you do to it? It's covered in plastic and it has paper all over it.
Yeah, this was a really funny joke. I did it with my friends during the night so no one could see us do it. We covered the inside of the car, the seats, the steering wheel with plastic, and then we covered the outside too.
And in the morning your friend found the car? Wow, that is a big joke. Remind me not to play a joke on you. I would worry that you would do a bigger joke on me.
That's right. You should be careful. But now it's time to move on to our key words.
Here's the first key word. Quit. Quit. I quit my job.
Worry. Worry. I worry about my parents.
Joke. Joke. Mark didn't laugh at my joke.
Create. Create. I'm creating a recipe.
Fool. Fool. Mark's joke fooled everyone. Okay, everyone, those are all the keywords that we learned for today. Right now, we're going to take a look back at today's conversations.
What are you doing, Rob?
Oh, hi, Alex. I'm putting my things in this box.
Why?
I quit.
You what?
I quit. Today is my last day.
What? No! You can't do that!
Sure I can. Carol and I talked this morning.
But...
April Fool!
Wait, really? It's a joke?
Yes, don't worry. I didn't quit. Today is April Fool's Day.
That's right. And you really fooled me.
You and your friends can play jokes on one another today.
Right.
So be careful. Don't let someone fool you again.
Okay. Maybe I can play a joke on someone else.
What are you doing, Alex?
Hi, Susie. I'm creating something.
Oh? What?
A plan for a joke. Today is April Fool's Day.
Oh, did Rob play a joke on you?
Yes. Did he play a joke on you?
Yes. Let's play a joke on Rob together.
That's a great idea.
Hello, Ginger.
Goodbye, Monkey Man.
Goodbye.
Yes, I'm going to miss you.
Ginger, what are you talking about?
Look, I'm putting things in this box.
You're putting things in a box? What does that mean?
You put your things in a box, and then you quit.
Ginger, are you quitting?
No! These are your things. You're quitting.
What? I'm not quitting.
Oh, yes, you are.
No, I'm not. Is this some kind of joke?
Yes, it's April Fool's Day.
Very funny, Ginger. You fooled me.
Yeah.
So, how's your attitude? Let's check it in 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's not the things you do or say that people notice along life's way. What you are speaks so loud, they can't hear what you're talking about. Attitude is how you act, not just talk the talk and given the facts. Put a smile on your face, give up your way with a bit of grace. Doing things can be more fun, turn the storm into the sun. Doing things can be more fun, turn the storm into the sun. Good or bad comes from the heart, that's a place you have to start. In the things you do today, don't let your attitude get in the way. Good or bad comes from the heart, that's a place you have to start. In the things you do today, don't let your attitude get in the way.
Don't let your attitude get in the way, get in the way.
Now let's give it up to Jason. What you gotta say?
It's not the things you do or say that people notice along life's way. When you are speak so loud, they can't hear what you are talking about. Attitude is how you act, not just talk the talk and give it the facts. Put a smile on your face, give up your way with a bit of grace.
Doing things can be more fun, turn the storm into the sun. Doing things can be more fun, turn the storm into the sun. Good or bad comes from the heart, that's a place you have to start. In the things you do today, don't let your attitude get in the way. Good or bad comes from the heart, that's a place you have to start. In the things you do today, don't let your attitude get in the way.
Thank you for joining us on today's show. Learning about April Fool's Day is a lot of fun.
That's right. We can learn about this fun day when people play jokes on each other. But I'm still a little worried.
Why are you worried, Katie?
Well, we're still talking about April Fool's Day tomorrow. What if someone plays a joke on me?
What if someone plays a joke on you? That's a good point. Friends, make sure to come back tomorrow to find out.
Find out what? That someone will play a joke on me? I will not let that happen.
Friends, come back tomorrow and learn more. Until then, keep practicing your keywords. And trust me, you will not want to miss tomorrow.
So, come back and join us then, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.